Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day. I was on mute then. Good day wherever you are on planet Earth. I was actually on mute. You probably saw my mouth moving, but no sound, right? Yeah. Welcome to the wonderful world of the Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Adjozie. I'm going to be here with you for the next hour, bringing you to the world of cosmology, astrology, tarot, philosophy, all of those things and more. Welcome to the show. If you're tuning in for the first time, if you're watching the show on the YouTube, please don't forget to like and subscribe. Keep the show going, promote the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, share. If you're also listening, as most of you do, on the podcast, I am available on all podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, you name it, you can find it there. The Lunar Lounge podcast, look it up. Share it with a friend, share it with a family, let them go in. Shout outs to you guys who are also on the YouTube live, I believe. Shout out to Jackie, shout out to Michelle. I can see a few people dropping in here also on the Instagram. I'm live on Instagram also as well, live on Facebook also as well. You know how we do. Try to be as live as possible on many platforms. So shout out to all you people who are you're logged in. I'm here every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time, as usual. So thanks a lot for the support. I am going to be eating a little bit of an orange halfway through. I'm going to be starting right now. I don't know why. I've just got you know me, sometimes I'm eating sweets or whatever. Fancy an orange. My body needs vitamin C. Who knows? Or sugar. Very rude of me. So I will be biting into this juicy. I've got a few here as well. Forgive me. But from time to time, you're going to see me taking some tangerines. They're not oranges, but same family. I will be eating some of them throughout the show. Shout outs to Yvette. Good afternoon, good day. Welcome to the show. What's I was going to say? Do not forget, this show is brought to you, sponsored by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. Go support this company. I'm telling you, if you feel physically, mentally fatigued, need that boost, need that mental boost, need clarity in your life, in the mind, you want to get hold of this drink, the Magic Mind. It's a real great one. I always leave it in the description below, whether it's on my YouTube, also on the podcast platforms as well, on Apple or Spotify or whoever. The details are always there below. So make sure to get it. And the discount code is there. And, you know, because you listen to the show, you get a discount, right? Put the discount code in and you should be entitled to get a nice, I don't know what the percentage is. I don't know if it's 20%, something like that. Well, I don't know. Something along those lines. Shout out to Angela. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Heaven's Light. Yo, my brother, how you doing? Welcome to the show. A few more people have been in here. Apricot Sugar, okay. Astrology readings in the digital age. Oh, I like that one. It's a long name, isn't it? Astrology readings in the digital age. Welcome to the show. Thanks a lot for your support. Let's keep it going. What is the weather like where you are? Well, the sky is nice and blue where I am in London, UK. As a matter of fact, if my mind serves me correctly, I heard today is meant to go up to 25. Okay, well, let's see. But, you know, for us in the Northern Hemisphere, or this part of the world, I have officially thrown in the towel that summer is over. shout out to Mason. How you doing? Hello, my dear. From NYC. Great to have you here on the show, as always. I'm going to be bringing up the chart of the moment, and we'll be looking through the month for the rest of the month. We're halfway through already. Well, most of it's gone. I said halfway through. We're on the last end of it. So we'll be looking at the final couple of weeks. We had an eclipse early this morning, didn't we? Did you see it where you are or where you were in that part of the woods? Tarot card of the week. I'm going to be bringing that up also as well later on. Towards the end of the show, we'll be looking at the tarot card of the week. Competition time. We do have a winner. Somebody's going to be having 30 skrilla, £30, sent to them in the next couple of days. And I will be posing another question. Oh, yeah. You know how it is. Heaven's Light. Yeah, keep going, bro. Okay, thanks a lot for that. I'm trying. So I'll be bringing up the astrology of the moment shortly. You know me, always fiddling around with my bits and bobs. So I'll be doing that in a moment, and we can look at the astrology and see what's going over there. But what is happening? What is happening in the world at your neck of the woods? What is the news right now? So much. Oh God, what's going on? Another bomb went off in Lebanon yesterday again. I mean, what's going on here, man? People, man, can't you just get a little bit of peace? Can you get a little bit of peace around here? I mean, what else is happening? The US elections, obviously, is coming along. I said I'm going to do a little bit of a special, maybe on both of them, maybe a little bit closer to the time. I'm thinking maybe October. I'm just looking at the dates because isn't the U.S. election on November the 5th, is it? Is it 5th? Is it Tuesday? I think it's November the 5th, I think. Or is it November the 7th? If there's any U.S. people in the building, you can enlighten me. I may do it probably towards the end of October then. However, I'm away at the end of October, you know. So I'm going to have to, six. Oh, it's the 6th, Michelle. Michelle's telling me it's the 6th of November. Okay. 6th, that's a Wednesday. Is that correct? Is it on the 6th? Or no, it's the 5th, isn't it? Is it the 5th? 5th. Okay. Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes. sending good vibes to the baby, of course. The Lunar Lounge is sending good vibes to the baby. So it's on the 5th. Shout out to Faye. Welcome to the show. Because it's on a Tuesday, isn't it? It's always on a Tuesday. I think, is it the first Tuesday of November or something like that? If that is the case, then it will be the 5th. So I'm just thinking here. The Wednesday before is going to be the 30th. So I'll probably do something on the 30th and maybe even the week before that. Well, I don't know. I might not even be in the country. 23rd, I'm not in the country. Where I'm going to be, I don't know. There may not be a show that week. So I'm going to do probably a little bit of a special on the 30th. But I will be talking about it a little bit, little by little, perhaps, obviously, closer to the time, and you know, just seeing how it's looking astrologically and stuff like that. But looks rather interesting, I must say. What else am I going to say? Announcements before I start going into my astrology courses. Okay. They are all done. We're ready. We're launching. It's pretty much launched now, but it's launching today. So for all of you guys who are looking to be affiliates, if you're looking to be an affiliate, you have to drop me an email. As a matter of fact, while I'm here, I'll put the email up there for any of you guys who want, that's the email you need to send me to if you want, if you're looking to be an affiliate on my astrology classes or astrology course program. So you can be an affiliate and you get, is it 25%? Is that much? Bloody hell. You guys need to be batting my armor for this one. You get 25% of everybody who signs up. That's a lot. It works out about something just over about £200. Something in that region, I believe. Something like that. Yeah. So, yeah. Is it it's 20 or 25. It's 25. So it's quite a bit. Get people to sign up. You get 25%. So you can, you know, if you're somebody who knows somebody who wants to, you know, be interested in astrology, wants to sign up to astrology, when they sign up, they get lifetime access. There's going to be live classes every week. So do let me know. That is the email. For those of you who are listening to the recording, the email address is sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. I will actually put... What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the details also. I'm probably going to start posting it also in the information piece, whether it's on YouTube or whether it's on... I'm going to start putting the information there for those people who are looking to be affiliates. If you know anybody who wants to study astrology, again, coming in from that fundamental foundational level, again, the first class, the first live class, is going to be on the 1st of October. However, there's going to be live classes every week. Person can sign up at any time, learn at your own pace. There's going to be videos, and there's constantly new material constantly uploaded every week, every day, practically near enough every day. There's going to be new material uploaded so the person can learn at their own pace, chapter by chapter by chapter. There's going to be quizzes, games. All of that is all going to be there. The person can, you know, you set up your account, you log in, and you've got your own portal, and you have lifetime access to that. So get on board, people, with that. They say lifetime access. I mean, we say lifetime access, but I mean, I don't know, after about like 2-3 years, people don't bother with it no more, do they? I mean, normally, apparently, anything over 5 years is considered lifetime access. 5 years and above or something like that. So when they say lifetime access, it's not lifetime, if you get what I mean. I don't know. But it is lifetime access. So get people signing up. There's also options to also sign up for those people. If the money's a bit too, they can pay in installments as well. So they can pay in installments or they can pay full price. That option is also there as well. Bring it on, man. It's all launched. It's all ready to go. People say I don't promote myself enough. I'm doing it now. There you go. If you want to be an affiliate, email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. It's a way for people, anybody who signs up to the course, you will get a percentage. Not only that, another thing. There's going to be I think there's a few discount coupons that may be flying around. So you want to get hold of them quickly also as well. I will be sending that information to you as well. So I think there's a further, I think it may be 20%. There may be 20% off discount. No, 30%. Wow, I can't believe this. Yeah, there's a 30% discount. So those coupons are flying around also as well. So again, if you're interested, if you know anybody wants to sign up, but I think it's up until the 16th of October, it locks off. So people need to sign up before then to be able to get that discount. So yeah. But it's out there. It's out there. It's out there. So get on it. There's only a handful of them. So it may not be. So yeah. It is what it is. But all the details there also on the website. If you go on my website, www.sacredplanets.com. www.sacredplanets.com. You know, three W's. Sacredplanets.com. Just go to the beginner's class. Boom, enter, and it will take you through, and you can sign up through there as well. However, do try and get the discount code if you want to take advantage of that as well. But the first live class will be going up on the 1st. There's also going to be a free introduction class. So if you're interested in also attending that as well, that's also going to be next week, Tuesday. I believe it's 6:30 or 7:30 p.m. The details are there anyway. There's a free introduction, so anybody can come to that. Bring your questions, anything in relating to astrology. So yeah, it is what it is. Coolio. Dravalanche. Welcome, Dravalanche. How you doing? Ain't seen you in a while. Hope you're good. So what else is there? What else did I want to talk about? What else is happening in the world? Apart from wars and people killing each other. I mean, what? I've got to ask. I mean, it just ran on my mind yesterday that, you know, people who leave bombs to explode. I mean, I get the idea of people who are going to war, and I understand being on the battlefield. Yeah, you know, in the olden days, they'd go on the battlefield. They would select a particular area where they would meet, maybe a deserted area, nobody lived there, and two armies would face each other and go to war. Get it? Totally get it. Makes total sense. You know what I mean? Have a brawl, have a fight. Okay, people die, casualties, of course, in the war. Right, get it. What I don't get is people planting a bomb that just kills innocent bystanders, or you don't even know who's going to be there. Whether we want to say, but I don't know. There's just something about it that just, I don't know. It just doesn't sit. It doesn't sit well with me at all, at all. I don't see that as. I see that's not war to me. That's not war to me. War is, you're my enemy. You've done such and such. I'm against you for such. Let's go and fight over here. Let's go and sort out our battles over here. You know what I mean? Even if we're going to kill each other, whatever, you kill me, I kill you, whatever, gladiator style. Let's go to the arena. Let's go to wherever is set up to where the fight's going to be, and let's have it. And whoever wins, wins. You kill me. If I kill you, I kill you. That's the way it goes. Fair play. That's war to me. That's war. That's fair war. That's, come on, you know who I am. I know who you are. You're my enemy, whatever. Let's have it. But taking a bomb and just planting it somewhere that explodes and kills, like, really? Shout out to, is it Alandra? Alandra 27-ish? I like that one. welcome to the show. I just don't understand that mentality. Like, what? I know you're trying to get a message through, you're trying to get someone's attention, but surely there must be a healthy way it can be done. Surely. And like, don't you have a conscience? Like, there could be kids there, you know what I mean? You're killing kids, you're killing women, even men, but you know, I know, it could be someone's dad or whatever, maybe he's the breadwinner of the family, perhaps someone's husband, someone's son, daughter, uncle, aunt, niece. That you're just, there's just no, do they think? Do these people think? You know what I mean? The operative word being think. Do they consider? Do they, I mean, when they're putting the bomb together, because surely you don't whip up these bombs. I'm sure you don't whip them up in a couple of minutes. It takes time. Yeah, you got to think, oh, this wire goes there, or whatever you do, and you plug this and that. And when you're doing that, what is going through your mind? Yeah, nothing. Can't be. Can't be. It's got to be nothing. Just reading from the texts here, just before. Oh, astrology readings in the digital age, what do they need to sign up to? What do they need to sign up to? They need to sign up to the course. That's if they want to do the course. Astrology in the digital age, can you be a little bit more? Okay, is it signing to a specific course or a variety? So it's signing up. Okay. Maybe I should have explained myself better. It's signing up to an astrology course. It's the fundamentals, foundational level. So it's for beginners, but it's also for you people who also already dabble in astrology, but need to know the key fundamentals. So I'm going to be teaching you how to interpret, how to read a chart, how to understand who you are, why you are, what is happening in your life. Why is it that you're attracting the kind of people in your relationship life? Why is it that what kind of career is best suited for you? All of those things are going to be discussed and much more. So it's how to understand, how to read a birth chart, how to understand your natal chart. And I'm going to throw in some little extras. I might even throw in a little forecasting or predictive, although that is more for the intermediate level. But I for the beginners, and again, learn at your own pace. There's live classes every week, well, most weeks, I would say. There may be some weeks where there's no class, but pretty much every week there will be a live class, so people can watch the recordings. The recordings are going to be up there. I've already uploaded some recordings, and there's always new material that I'm always uploading, so people can watch the recordings. Once they watch the recordings, there's also reading material also as well, PDF reading materials that they can read also as well, quizzes, all of that stuff, if they want to do the quizzes and stuff, so it, you know, keeps them in the loop. And once you finish one class, then you move on to the next class, then you move on to the next. And depending on how far you've got, every week when there's a live class, you come in. If you've got any questions, I'll be explaining. And yeah, that's what it is. Did you get that? Astrology in the digital age? So it will be for one particular course. It'll be one for one particular course. Although there's going to be many courses, as I've already announced, I'm going to be doing tarot. That's going to be launching next week, hopefully, or in the next couple of weeks. Going to be doing the tarot, palmistry is coming, numerology class is coming. Going to be real busy, man. And people have, abilities to be able to sign up to them. So, it is what it is. Mason saying it's dirty fighting. Absolutely. Yeah. It's about, you know, I know people say, oh, we don't like wars and wars are not good. Wars are necessary, right? People are always going to fight. People have been fighting from, you know, beginning of time. Don't think for no, if you have this idealized utopian image in your head of a world where there's never going to be fighting, it's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, a world where there's no wars is a dead world. It cannot exist. Wars have to exist in it. Okay. Once we can understand the principle of war and why it's there, conflict has to be there on some kind of level. Right. But there's still an honor in the fact that, okay, you're out to kill me and I'm out to kill you. I get that, but let's do it openly. You're my enemy for whatever reason, whether it's religious, whether it's economical, whether it's political, whatever it is, fine. Let's take it to the wherever we want to battle. We set the time and bang, we go in. And if you kill me, fair play. And if I kill you, fair play. It is what it is. May the best man win, you know, as they say in the boxing world. Speaking of boxing, are you all looking forward to Daniel Dubois and Anthony Joshua this weekend? I am. Sorry to sidetrack there. But that's what I'm saying. And I just don't understand the concept of just planting some silly bombs. Like, that's I don't even want to say the word. I want to use a word. You know what it is. Yeah. It's one of those words that I use for my cat. I mean, it's this. Come on, man. Just killing innocent bystanders and just blowing up places. Like, I don't see. That's just it's just a waste for me. I don't see it. It is. Angela loves saying AJ to win. Another AJ fan. Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one, though. I tell you, ain't gonna be no walk in the park. But hey, let's see how it goes. It is what it is. Yeah, so that's what it is about the astrology course. And again, there's going to be many other courses coming by, and I'll be plugging them. And I may also actually allow affiliate programs for many of the courses which I run, which allow you, if you know people who sign up or sign up through you, and you can earn some money through that kind of thing. So, yeah. So let's see how that one goes. Anyhow. Let's kick on. Blowing up hospitals is what I won't ever get. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Blowing up hospitals. That's even worse. I mean, you're blowing up a place that is trying to look after people and heal people and better people and, help the sick and injure the sick. And you're blowing up that. You've got to be. I mean, talk about, exactly. They don't value human life. Think of people as pawns or sacrifices. But yeah, I don't know, man. There can't be. I mean, I understand going to war, fair enough, and people dying and there being casualties, but let it be open and fair and all that sneaky nonsense. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm quite traditional or ancient. I like the way the ancients did it. You want to go to war? Yeah, we're meeting here and we're going on the battlefield, man. And let's have it out. It is what it is. Looks like I've opened a can of worms there with the boxing world. Yvette saying, got a bad feeling about the pending fight. Yeah. I get it. Words fail me with nonsensical people blowing up the place. Yeah, I know. I'm with you there. It's a crazy world. Welcome to planet Earth. Welcome to the world of humanity. Anywho, let's go to the astrology of the time. I'm gonna share my screen as I always do, faffle about with my bits. And here we go. What we have, hoo-ha. The moon is now in Aries. We've got an Aries moon, and it's waning. It's quite interesting. This time of the year, you sort of like you're initiating something new. It's full moon phase also as well, but yet we're coming to the end of the summer season, and the moon is also waning as well. So it's like a beginning. We're sort of like in the doorway, because next week we're going to be having, 22nd, 23rd, 22nd, let's say 22nd, Sun will be moving into Libra. So we're starting a new season. And then a few days after that, about a week or so after that, there'll be a new moon. So we're kind of like where we're at the moment. We're in between two worlds right now. We're in the sort of like ending of the old, out with the old season. Moon is now starting to wane. We've had a full moon eclipse in Pisces. We're letting go of certain baggages and things from the past and things that no longer serve us no more. And we're letting go of that and we're moving to more, newer, something new beginning, new doors opening, a new start. So, yeah, it is what it is. Moon is in Aries. We've got an Aries moon. Maybe that's why I'm talking a little bit about war. And I am, munching on my, my tangerines, like I said earlier on. So if you hear me munching, apologies. What else is happening? I did say this last week. Mercury is opposing Saturn. Take your time, people. No rush. Especially if you're driving, you're traveling, writing things down, sending emails, all forms of communication. Time to slow down. Time to be more hands-on, more pragmatic, more serious. Great time for planning. Great time for doing structural work. Yep, all happening now. As we've got Mr. Mercury opposing Saturn. It's separating, but it's opposing it right now. It's exact. What else is happening here? We've got the Sun trining Uranus. We've got the Sun trining Uranus. This can be very, very innovative. It can be very forward moving. It could be very advance orientated. It can be very social. It can be something very humanitarian. It could be something that is for the betterment of humanity. Sun trine Uranus. It will definitely spark things out, for sure. Can bring lots of excitement. So that's what's happening there with the Sun trine Uranus. Right now, it's going to be exact, what, more tomorrow, I would suspect. Today, tomorrow, maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's going to be exact. Tomorrow, the 19th, is where it's really going to be exact. Okay, no problem there. And what else are we having here? What else is going on? Venus is at, okay, Venus not doing much. She's separated from the trine from Jupiter. So you had the good times last week. I had a Venus return, yesterday? And by God, did I have a wonderful yesterday. Hey, Ken up his chair, but it was nice. Got bought lots of presents. Yeah, I know, right? It's not even my birthday. I got treated and everything. I'll leave it as that. So that's... shout out to Fatima and Salah, by the way. I've got to give you a big, big shout out. Thank you very much for yesterday. Really enjoyed it. Venus at the moment is separating, but she's not doing much. She's moving to a square to Pluto. I'll talk about that in a moment, but that's already started. Okay, or we'll start from at least definitely from tomorrow. Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, the square is coming into effect. Venus, she's just finished trining Jupiter. Now she's beginning to square Pluto. So, yeah, watch out for that. What else are we having? We're also going to be having the Sun, although tomorrow is going to be the exact trine to Uranus. As starting from tomorrow, it's fair to say, he also starts to trine Pluto. So we're having Pluto energies coming in here. Anytime Pluto's involved, it can be very, very resourceful. Mason's telling me Saturday was pure magic. I hear you. Oh, was it now? shout out to Lex. How you doing? She's joined me on the gram. I swear you used to join me on the Insta. People, you guys switch sometimes, I think. Some people maybe prefer the Instagram. Maybe some people prefer the YouTube. I don't know. Yeah. So let's go day after. 20th of what's happening here. So on the 20th of September, in 2 days' time, we're having, just keeping an eye out on this, we're having the Sun starting to trine Pluto and Venus square Pluto. but the Sun one will hit it first. So Sun trine Pluto. So basically, this is happening right now as we speak, right? Today's the 18th, but this is happening right now, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st of September, 22nd of September. Okay, so it seems like the Sun is going to move Sun's going to move into Libra on the 22nd, right? So up until the 22nd, we've got the Sun trining Pluto. So from now, this is a great time to be resourceful, people. It's a great time you can really tap into your resources. Do you know what it means to be resourceful? To be able to make something from nothing? Pluto gives you that power, you know.
Lexi's letting me know that you
do switch it up. So Sun Pluto is really about transforming something that you've got in your life, transmuting something you've got in your life, and transforming it into something that is it's resourceful. It produces something for you. It does something. Okay. If you were to find a diamond in the rough, you know, people have found diamonds in the rough and don't even know they're diamonds. They look like a piece of dirt. Look like just a lump of rock. The diamonds we see in the shop it's polished. It's been transformed. It's been transmuted. It's cut. It's polished. That's the diamonds we see. That's the end result. But when you look at a diamond in its raw state, a diamond in the rough, it may not look like much. But you've got to make it resourceful. I mean, there's nobody who I've known in the history of mankind who's wore a diamond in the rough on their necklace or had it as a wedding ring or put it into earrings. No. It's when it's polished, cut, cleaned. That's when, you know. So Sun Pluto allows us to be able to do that. It allows us to transform parts of ourselves. Parts of ourselves that you may think that is... Part of yourself that you may think that is gone, hence why it needs to be transformed. It's a little bit like bread, you know, it's stale bread or old bread or even moldy bread that can be used to make one of the best desserts in bread pudding. You know what I'm trying to say? You need that. So things, when something's old, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, we're living in the universe of just a cosmic recycling. That's what I would call it. It's cosmic recycling. So there's always something in our life that we can recycle. So it's great for recycling things. So over the course of the next few days, look at what you've got in your life that may look like yourself and regenerate it, rebrand it, redo it. You know, that is Sun Pluto. Sun Pluto can be extremely resourceful. And that's what we want to be tapping into over the course of the next days. Sun Pluto. So we got that until the 22nd. Not many days left. What, 4 days left from today? So that's not, okay, not much happening. However, also starting from that 20, let's say from the 2019, from tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow, the 19th, 20th of September, Venus is going to start to square Pluto. Now, Venus, the planet of values, relationships, money, is going to meet, again, the transformer. This is a time to transform your relationship life, whether you're in one or whether you're not. If you're not in a relationship, this is the time where you want to be looking at ways of changing your approaches and letting go of your insecurities in regards to relationship. For those of you who are not in relationships, what is at the root of that
is insecurity in most cases. In most cases, insecurity is at the root of, if not everything. All this anxiety, all this fear, all that comes from insecurities. So Venus squaring Pluto is really bringing us to a point where we can face those insecurities and let them go and deal with them and release them. And once we can do that, areas of our life will change, especially in the area of relationships, partnerships, and money. There's a very close relationship with money and relationships. See what I said there? There's a very close relationship with money and relationships. Love relationships. You know how it is. No money, no honey. It is what it is, man. It can only go so far. Don't let them people fool you about, you know, it's not always about money. Yes, it is. Money is up there. As, what's his name? Who is it who said, I've forgotten the guy's name now. One of those great motivation speakers. He said, money's up there. You know, it's number two on the list after oxygen. Oxygen comes first, money second. I'm inclined to agree. Don't give me that nonsense about nice personality. I'm not saying a nice personality doesn't go a long way. It goes a very long way. Looks go a very long way. But with money, you know. Anyhow, but getting back to this Venus-Pluto, it's an ability to be able to transform our values, to let go of our insecurities. And that's what that Venus-Pluto essentially is about. And this is happening right now, pretty much speaking. Really starts to get stronger over the course of the next days. We'll really get, it becomes exact on the 22nd of September. So on the 22nd of September is where we're going to have the exact trine from the sun to Pluto. I think from the sun to Pluto will more be like 21st coming into the 22nd of September. But on the 22nd of September, we're going to have a perfect a trine with sun to Pluto. And we're also going to be having pretty much a perfect square from Venus to Pluto. So we're getting quite a bit of Plutonic energy coming through here. That's allowing us to sort of like transform areas of our life. So, yes. Mason is telling me gas, grass, or ass. Yeah. I hear that one. Yeah. Let me look at because I'm just looking. I'm seeing here. Holy okay. Not sure. Yvette's telling me, not sure I agree with that. With what? Oh, with the insecurities. Oh, yeah. You better believe it. It's all insecurities, mate. Say more about that. Tiffany's saying, say more about whatever. Venus in Pisces, and we just want true love. Yeah, what is true love? Yvette's saying, so do Capricorns.
Yeah.
So does the rest of the zodiac sign. What is true love? This is a question we could be here for days, philosophizing what is true love. We can be here for ages, mate. What is true love? One man's definition of love is totally different from another. You go from culture to culture, it differs in love. You know, as they say, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. That is true. It's very subjective. And again, when we go to your charts, it's wherever your Venus is and things of that nature and, you know, aspects of how your chart sits is how you are going to view love. But all relationships all have elements of insecurities in them. And relationship issues and are stemming from, we use other words, but they come from insecurities, anxiety, fear, fear of loneliness, fear of rejection. These are all insecurities. They're all insecurities. That's where they're all coming from. Interesting. Yvette's saying I should do a workshop on true love. I'm actually doing, I'm actually involved. It's a collaboration, but I'm doing a workshop on Venus on the 2nd of October, actually. It's a collaboration, so it's not really my thing, but yeah, I mean, I do want to do something on Venus and look more deeper at elements of how Venus can be utilized and how we can, you know, look at those insecurities again in our life. Quite interesting. All this idea that, you know, most love, put that aside. I mean, it's a whole kind of worms. You see, it's a whole kind of worms. But yeah, anywho, Venus. Venus is about to leave Libra on the 22nd/23rd of September. Venus is going to be moving into Scorpio. Venus is going to be moving into the sign of Scorpio. So she's going to be changing signs towards the end of this month. What else have we got? The sun will then move into Libra on the 22nd. Okay. This is going to be the beginning of the autumn equinox. We begin the autumn equinox season for us in the Northern Hemisphere. Equinox meaning both equal day, equal night. So for those in the Northern Hemisphere, it's where we have equal 12 hours day, 12 hours night time. Okay? And then from there, the nights start to get longer and the days start to get shorter. But that is the equal point. So the equinoxes, the spring equinox and the autumn equinox are that exact. The summer solstice is where we have the longest day. The winter solstice is where we have the longest night. So, sun in Libra. So the sun moves into Libra. What else is going to be happening? Mercury starts making his way by the 23rd of September. He starts to make a trine to Uranus. Really good stuff here. We can really get into some mental stuff. Great for learning. Wonderful for traveling. Great for any kind of innovation, technological innovation, great for anything connected with computers, great for trade. We're going to have Mercury trining Uranus. Time to really get creative, innovative. Start, for those of you who are writers and learning, this is a really great time. This is going to be on the 23rd of September. So watch out for that. Really looks good. What else are we going to be having? So that's going to be coming exact. Now, okay, while that's also going on, Mars in Cancer, lonely, sensitive Mars right now in Cancer, is going to be coming up to a trine to Saturn. I think that's really good. We're getting Mars trine Saturn, the two malefics. We got the planet of energy, strength versus structure. Structure. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm looking for another Saturnian word. Structure. Structure is good. When you get a Mars-Saturn trine, it's a really good energy that allows you to become, to do very ambitious things, hard work. It gives a nice, slow, steady ambitious energy. If there's anything that perhaps you've been having difficulty doing, this is the time where you get back to it with a Mars trine Saturn. Really excellent. Really is excellent. So, and at the same time, we're going to be having Mercury trining Uranus as well. And as the days go on, we're going to be having, so the exact trine between Mercury and Uranus is going to be on the 24th/25th of September. Okay, there's going to be Mercury making that perfected trine to Uranus. Great for any kind of mental travel, anything, telecommunication, trades can be really favored during this particular time. Yeah, good to get a bargain, I must say. Angela's telling me Virgo just wants a perfect man. Where he at? Yeah, whatever a perfect man is, that's exactly where he's at, in the mind. That's the only place where such thing could exist. What is perfect? Again, very subjective. It's all about what we want at the end of the day. Don't fool yourself. Okay. So the exact trine with Mercury Uranus will be on the 24th of September. Then a few days later, or the day after, on the 24th, 25th of September, Mercury is going to oppose Neptune. Watch out for the scammers, people. Watch out for them fraudulent behaviors. Watch out for the lies. Watch out for the deceit. Do not be delusioned. Yeah, because Mercury Neptune opens a world of fog and we get delusioned. Or deluded. Deluded is a better word, isn't it? You know me, I like making up words. Delusional, deluded. Watch out for that. It's a good Mercury, though. Mercury's in Virgo, so that's good. But he's going to be opposing Neptune, especially on the 25th of September. And as he finishes opposing Neptune, at the same time, he's going to be trining Pluto on the 25th/26th. On the 26th, he's going to move into Libra. Mercury will move into Libra on the 26th of September. And then we're going to have an exact trine with Mars and Pluto. Oh, sorry. Mars and Saturn, sorry. Mars and Saturn. Mars in Cancer trining Saturn in Pisces on the 29th of September. There's going to be an exact. So a really good energy here that sees us out to the end of the month of September. Nice, good energy. Yeah? Really great for getting things done. If you've got any projects, want to release anything, that's a really good time. Planetary alignment that you want to be tapping into. Mars trine Saturn, really good. Any heavy work, that's good for the heavy work. You want Saturn Mars, right? So good stuff. What else is going to be happening? Venus will be in Scorpio. She'll be making the trine to Mars, but not so strong. 30th of September, what is happening? Venus starts to make a trine to Mars and Saturn. There's going to be a grand trine. But that's going to be the 30th of September. And then we're going to be in October, aren't we? Don't want to talk about that yet. I want to talk about more about October next week. So I think I'm going to leave it there. But we do have another eclipse coming up on the 2nd of October. So I'll talk about that more in detail next week. Yeah. So that's the planetary alignment for the rest of September. But we've got a few things here. Mars trining Saturn. Mercury trining Uranus. Mercury opposing Neptune. Mercury trining Pluto. What else did we have? Yeah, a few things. It is what it is. Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave it there because then the next really update is going to be for October, which I want to go into next week. And what's today? Next week's the 25th. So yeah, so it'll be appropriate to then bring in what's coming up in the upcoming month of October. But that's what it's looking like for September. Those are the planetary alignments for now. Use them wisely at your own risk. Greetings from Mr. Akin from Ibadan. I'm saying that in a European way. It's not, I'm supposed to be saying in the Yoruba way. Ibadan. Yeah, that's more like it. Welcome to the show. I've been meaning to get in contact with you. It's been a while, but I'm sure there's a lot of people saying, yeah, you say that about me too. It's a long list, and I can't keep up with it. And people say, if you need any assistance, let me know. Let you know. Yeah, I need assistance, but the problem is, I can't have an assistant because what I need a hand with is not something, no disrespect, that you can do because it's like, you know, it's long. Anyhow, that's what the cosmic message is for now. Let's go back to, yeah. I'm patient. Yeah, you must be a Taurus. you must be a Taurus, sir. Okay, where are we going? Is it that time of the week? Competition time. Let me look at my phone. I just wanted to look at the winners. Again, I was up last night. I saw when the answers came in. You know, Christian, your answer came in first, but you were wrong. Venus ruling pigeons? That was the question. That was last week's question. What planet rules pigeons? The answer is Mercury. And the person who got it was the second person who texted in, which was Angela, ruled by Mercury. So Angela, you are the winner of 30 Skrilla. Go buy yourself a bottle of wine. Congratulations. Well done. Mercury is the planet that rules pigeons. Yeah. Remember, pigeons used to be used. They used them a lot in the war. But even prior to that, they were used for sending messages. Messenger? Yeah, planet of messengers? Yeah. I know in other cultures, they used other things. I know in ancient Egypt, for example, they used to use hawks and things like that. Birds are often being used as messengers. That's why birds generally can also be generally be connected with Mercury as a whole, but then you get different species of birds which belong to particular, you know, planets, for example. So congratulations. So pigeons are messengers. Yes, they are. So congratulations there. Angela saying still waiting for my herbs. See you. person who's complaining about waiting, I'm waiting for them. That's another topic. So yeah, so congratulations. So I will be posing another question, and I'm gonna put the email where you, so if you're listening for the first time, I ask a question, listen carefully. It's the first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, GMT time. So if you are outside of the UK, do adjust your clocks to GMT time. I think that may be for you guys on the East Coast of the US. It's going to be about 7 p.m. So it could be much easier for you guys, or for people in could be what about 3 p.m. for people on the West Coast, perhaps. It all depends. So do adjust your times to wherever you are. But the first person who inboxes me the answer, and then I announce it, obviously, on that day, following later at 12:30, here I am, I'll announce who the winner is. And yeah, so £30 up for grabs, okay? And this is this week's question. What house rules trust and friends? Oh, sorry. Give it away. Got to give you something else now. I gave that away. We're friends. Why did I do that? Okay. All right. What is going to be the next question? Hold on a moment. I've got to give you another question now. Okay, here we go. I need to give you a bit of a difficult one here. Okay. What house rules books? Got that? What house rules books? As in a book you read? What house rules books? First person who answers gets £30. Answer is for next week, Wednesday, midnight. For those of you listening to the recording, the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com is the email address where you send the answer to. Don't send it to my phone. Don't send it to my personal email. Don't WhatsApp it to me. Email it to the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. Next week, Wednesday, midnight UK time. First person who inboxes me the answer. What house rules books? House, not planets. What house rules books? Okay. There we have it. That is the question. Astrology reading in the digital age. Who won the competition? Angela won the competition. Angela is the winner. So yeah, it is what it is. So congratulations to the winner. Yeah, of course. All right, what else? Tarot card of the week, I believe. Yeah, tarot card of the week, of course. Let me shuffle with that. So tarot card of the week, I'm just going to pull out a tarot card. You know me, just going to shuffle. And let's see what the message is for the week. How have you been feeling with that eclipse, that full moon eclipse? Are you being tired? You've been feeling a bit woozy? You know? Yeah, it's... eclipses can be a bit heavy. I mean, the amount of texts and emails I've been getting. What's happening? What's the eclipse doing in my chart? Yeah, join the crew. You're not the only one. So, yeah. Coolio. Just shuffling the cards here. Hold on. And let's see. What is it going to be for the week? I'm just going to pick out a card. I'm going to pick this one. What is it going to be? What's the card of the week? Oh, fork in the road. So, decisions, Two of Swords. So what is the message? What is it? So what this indicates is that during the course of the week, there's going to be some important decisions that we're going to need to make. And we're likely going to come to a fork in the road. Things are going to be perhaps maybe a little bit all over the place. Things may be a little bit chaotic. And this card is indicating that we need to make a decision. However, it's indicating it's the Swords. Go with what's rational and logical and not with your feelings. As human beings, we tend to go with our feelings on things. Not to say that that's wrong. Some of us have very strong intuitions and gut feelings. But that's something different from going towards something based on how it makes you feel. So don't let the emotions override you. Go with what's rational and what's logical. That's what it's indicating. Or you wait until things die down, because this card indicates a bit of chaos. Things are up in the air a bit. Things are a little bit disorganized. They're a little bit scattered. They're a little bit divided. They're a little bit separated. So this card is also indicating that you're coming into a place where you have to make a decision, but yet you are having difficulty separating mind from emotion. So you want to be mindful. So you may want to wait a bit and let things calm down and cool down where you're in that place where you can make an objective decision. This is what this is about. You will not be fully sighted. Don't do things blindly, okay? So this is what this card essentially is about. This card is also about a truce. Yeah? If you're in conflict with somebody, try to work out a truce. Try to negotiate, right? Something. And try to do it from an objective perspective, not going with your emotions. Again, if you're going with your emotions, likely going to be witnessing other things happening here. So this is what it is about now. Either wait a bit and let it die down so that there's less confusion. Or if you're going with it, make sure you're looking at it from an objective perspective and going with what makes sense and what is rational. So reason should trump, not emotions. This is not a time for emotions right now. It's a time to be reasonable, rational, what makes sense. It's a time to cut. But as human beings, we are emotional creatures. So those emotions do at times, for different people, of course, do get the better of us. So yeah. There is that. Okay. What else? Shout outs to, is that Fatima? Hello, hello. Is it the Fatima? I think it is. How are you doing? I gave shout outs to Fatima and Salah earlier on. Another shout out to Fatima and Salah again. Actually, I'm going to dedicate this program to you guys. So it was great catching up with you guys yesterday. Really wonderful. Thank you. I got the best treat ever. It is what it is. What else before I end the show? I think that's it, really. I'm just going to put my email address up there again for those of you who want to. If you want to, so there's going to be a free introduction to astrology next week, Tuesday. So if you want to join, drop me an email at sacredplanets@gmail.com. Okay, drop me an email and I will send you the link. It's free. And I will be talking about the course also as well if you are looking to do the course. Also as well, if you are looking to become an affiliate, where somebody signs up through, you know, you email me. If you want to become an affiliate, basically, if people sign up to my astrology course, they will get a percentage, 25%, quite a bit. So I'll be sending you, that's already today. It's going to be sent out today. So for those of you who've emailed me or contacted me, please don't worry. You're going to be getting your affiliate links, and then you can get to work and start signing people up. And as soon as they sign up, as soon as they're paid, you will get a percentage of that as well. So it's a way that you can make some money on the side also as well. Yeah. What else? Yeah, that is it. We're about to go, man. Astrology course launched. The first live one, the first live class is going to be a thing, but people can start viewing some of the classes already, which is all up there. So there's some pre-recorded material. And again, there's going to be recorded material uploaded, new information uploaded all the time. Okay. PDF, reading material, all going to be up there. Live classes, bring your questions. We go through it step by step. You're going to know how to read a birth chart and how to interpret a chart. Anyhow, I've come to the end of the show. Somebody was saying, was it Fatima from class? No. You know how many Fatimas I know? At least about six. Yeah. So no, it wasn't Fatima from the from class. Yeah, it's been a long time, man. I ain't heard nothing from her. We need to text her, man. She's in the group. She's in the WhatsApp group. Okay, people, I've come to the end of the show. I want to thank each and every single one of you for making the show what it is. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for your attention. I'll be with you again, same place, same time, next week, 12:30 p.m. Put it down in your notes, put it down in your diaries, put it down in your calendar so that you know that, you know, I'm on, yeah? All this, are you on? Yes, I'm on, okay? So I'll see you guys next week, Wednesday, same place, same time. In the meantime,
welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Stay good. And I am out, people. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.